Previously on Rolling on Fate.
Well, B, we can add something else to our resume after today, breaking into prison. Despite my serious reservations about the possibility of success, freeing Zethy is paramount. Chase and Alyssa have been immensely helpful so far. Chase furnished guard uniforms for Peleus Taylor and me, and after some adjustments to our personal appearances, we look exactly like guards. Well, close enough to fool anyone who doesn't look too closely. Blue sea elves are harder to make inconspicuous than some other species, but I think we managed. As for the smell coming off of Taylor, well, it'll blend right in once we get into the abominably hot Tucson's Rift. Our disguises seem to be holding up so far. We have found Zethy's cell, but unfortunately we bumped into someone who is rather important here in the prison, the warden himself. Thankfully, I think, the other half of our party is outside the prison at this moment. We have, unfortunately, christened them Team Distraction, so you can guess what might follow. Who knows what Fanula will come up with? Last I heard, they were following a man in a top hat. And as for that resume, B, well, we'll just have to wait and see if we'll be adding another item to the list. Breaking out of prison after we've gotten ourselves in here.
Hey, this is Jacob, and I'm everyone's third favorite sea elf, Peleus the Lucky.
My name is Kit, and I play Taylor Grangers.
Hi, I'm Aaron, and I play Nortrude the Research Mage.
I'm Garrett, and I'll be playing Marion Kind.
I'm Jen, and I play Fanula.
And I'm Matt, your DM. The doors close, and through the windows, you see Lord and Top Hat Guy, Elf Lady, plus Personal Guard walk towards the Tucson's Rift in the center of the courtyard. They're facing away from you, but all three of you plus Chase are in the stairwell, and after the door has been closed, Chase checks down the hallway, sees no guards, not that it matters, and walks into the rest of the hallway, and he's looking towards the rest of you.
So, where is it that you want to go now?
To sleep. I'm very tired.
I mean, we can unlock one of these gates and get you a bed.
That guy looked important. Do you know who those people out there were?
The Asemiar man. Lord Oso. He's the warden of this entire facility.
I know one of them. I don't know what his name is, though. He did pay me a lot of money, which was very exciting, but yeah, I'm concerned. I don't think he should be here.
Do you know who he is?
No, just a contact for an organization that I did some work for before. You know, times were tough. I needed some money.
I'm going to regret this, but what did he pay you to do? If you could just... You don't have to be specific.
Okay, he paid me to do a job then.
Oh, God.
Perhaps more specific, Peleus.
More specific, I had to, engage in some subterfuge and get people to believe things that weren't necessarily true. It's kind of one of my specialties, actually. And then, once that was all taken care of and actions played out the way that he and his organization wanted, well, he wasn't really involved until he was handing me money. So, yeah, that's what I was paid for. A little bit of misdirection.
And you're confused that he's here right now in the jail.
Well, he's obviously touring a jail. He's a friend of the warden, it would seem. He's not here in jail like we might soon be if we continue talking about my past transgressions here inside the jail.
Well, Peleus, is there any other relevant information that you wish to disclose?
I don't know anything about him, to be honest. But if his organization is involved at all, well, that wouldn't be terribly surprising. They have a lot of connections, mostly seedy, that this place seems to just breed, in a sense. So I'm not shocked to see him here. but I don't like that he's here.
Well, we shall see if anything grows from that seedy information.
Yeah, I guess we shall. Yeah. So, Chase, is there any place else in the prison you'd like to give us a tour? Or is it just left with the yard itself?
Inside the prison, not really. I mean, I would stay away from the third floor where the main offices are. That's where the mage and most of the higher personnel are kept most of the time. In the main office as well, they have giant bay glass windows where they can see all of what goes on in the Grey Realm Rift side. They don't really have vision access over in the Two Suns Rift side, but they don't feel they need it.
Hmm. Interesting. That might prove beneficial.
I wouldn't trust our little operation going all the way up there to the main offices. That mage, he's pretty smart and intelligent, and I think he would catch on pretty quickly if he were to see us.
Maybe this is me being impulsive, guys, but I think maybe we should try to get a message out and do something before, I don't know, that guy has some sort of chance to... I just have a bad feeling. Can we get a message to Marion and everyone outside?
Yes, yes, we can try. I think it would be good to contact them. I mean, who knows what they're up to right now.
Kaboom!
So do we cut to us right now in the prelude before they send the message?
Sure. Yeah, why don't we do that then? If you want to, if you got something in mind.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Well, what message do you want to send, Taylor?
Well, send it a Morse code so that if anyone intercepts it, we know that it's not going to be known. And then they should be able to decipher a code if we send it to them. You're shaking your head. You don't think that's a good idea?
Canula's good at deciphering, I'm sure.
As is Marion, as is Amesley.
I'm sure Amesley is, actually, but Amesley will be like, two.
No, this is what they said, and we're like, no.
So we're all standing in front of the door?
No, well, you guys went over to the... There was some bushes that were, I don't know, 75 feet or 100 feet away from the door that you guys decided to hide in for now.
So we're just waiting out here. It's kind of boring.
Well, shit. The longer we wait, the more crap they can do.
Nortrude, why don't you take it away and let me know who you're messaging?
Well, I'm going to message the snarky one who's outside, so that would be Marion.
Me. Oh, damn.
No, you're the snarky one inside.
Ah, yes.
So I'm going to cast my message spell, and I get a look of intense concentration on my face, even though this is a cantrip, imagining Marion's snarky face in my mind, and I sent him a message. The warden is here. Act now and try to get his attention. Any questions?
Oh, who is this?
Who do you think it is? It's Nortrude.
Oh, you're in my brain now. Well, that's fantastic. All right, we're on it.
Who are you talking to, Marion?
Nortrude. She's in my brain.
Okay.
Was Marion talking out loud for that spell?
Yes.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Nortrude didn't need to.
Sure.
Yeah.
So Nortrude is going to wave at Taylor and Peleus. Come over here.
I wave back, and I stand where I'm at.
No, come over here.
Fine. All right, whatever. You're my mom.
Oh, no, thank God. So, do we want to try to get Zethy out now? There is the potential to have the others cause a distraction. Are we in a good place for this?
Has anyone seen Zethy yet?
She is in the Two Suns Rift.
I say we go for it. We look like guards. We're in the company of a guard. We can go into the Two Suns Rift. We can find a way to get her back out. And if there's a distraction outside that's drawing attention away from inside the jail, that's going to give us some cover. If we can either find a way to get Zethy out, either pretending she's dead or putting her in a barrel or going through the rift, that it's a good opportunity. I've put a lot of things in barrels.
Do you have a barrel around? I don't see a barrel.
There's always a barrel. We'll find some way of getting her out.
I want a t-shirt now that says there's always a barrel. with no context at all.
I think Jen and I could design one.
Yes, that's fantastic.
Our first merch.
There's always a barrel.
There's always a barrel. Rolling on fate.
With a little raccoon on the side. Oh my god.
Yeah, we're so cute. Cute. So cute.
Oh, we've totally lost them now. I love it. I mean, yeah, Taylor, sure. But real quick, Chase, do we know where about in the Sun Rift they typically work and how long it would take to find them in said rift?
Zethi, well, she works in the fields, so they are pretty massive fields, but I'm sure we can find her easy enough. Also, my other half, Alyssa, is also inside the Two Suns Rift, and maybe she can help us out once she realizes what's going on as well.
Also, just from my knowledge, what time of day is it right now?
Pretty early morning. I mean, it's getting closer to midday.
I think we should go for it.
Yeah, what's the worst that could happen?
We're already in jail.
Many, many terrible things could happen, Peleus. But I will alert the others. So I start concentrating again and whisper, Marion, are you there?
We're still here.
Great. We are going to attempt to break Zethi out now. So please cause a distraction.
Yep, can do.
Tell him to make multiple distractions. Can you do that?
All right, Marion.
I'm not some sort of like remote control puppet. You need a distraction. I got your distraction.
Okay, I have a request. I know you're not a remote control puppet, so it's a request. Could you cause perhaps two distractions? Like located apart from each other?
I will see what I can do.
Excellent.
What is she
we
saying?
We need to cause more than one distraction.
Finio looks really excited. And she looks over at Amesley.
Okay, so we could open the door, throw in the bomb, and then just let it go off and have all the guards freak out in there, and we can go somewhere else to do another distraction. This thing will go off for quite a while.
Do you think they'll be suspicious of a firework as a distraction?
Well... I don't know. It may like set. Well, that's true. It may set off the alarms, and then if the alarms go off, then who knows what's going to happen to them on the inside.
I'm on board with firework distraction. Well,
okay, hold on. Maybe we should think about the other distraction first, and then do this one after that distraction. Maybe once they have Zethi. Hey, Marion, can you? But. I don't know how it works. Can you, like, message her back again? Like,
I mean, I can yell really, really loud, but I don't think it works like that for me. I don't have that kind of magic.
Maybe we'll cause a distraction once they actually get to Zethi. Otherwise, if we alert the guards too early...
But I want to do one now.
What do you want to do?
I mean, I have plenty of options. Why don't we just, like, break in there and, like, stir up trouble?
Because the alarms are... gonna go off
for us, right?
They're inside though. Whatever,
don't they look like guards?
Yeah,
maybe they so. Maybe they can like go get the prisoner and be like, we're protecting her. I don't know, it's up to them. Let's just cause distraction.
All right, sounds like a plan. What's the other distraction?
I have a lot of ideas. Should we split up?
I can go off on my own.
I can like zap two of us in there.
Please, can we split the party and then split the sub party?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Matt, you see this look come over Amesley's face. What if we light the Lord's Manor on fire?
I am all about this idea. Let's do it. Fuck that guy. Let's burn his goddamn house down.
That sounds fun.
It will, like, be a distraction outside the prison and maybe force some people inside the prison, outside the prison, to go deal with it.
I
want to
see if we can get the Lord outside.
Should we still cause one inside the prison, though?
Sure. What's your idea?
I have several options. I can make the floor look like is on lava? Fire or lava. Yeah. Ooh, that I don't, I can make a rift look like it's appearing and zombies coming out of it. I mean, undead coming out of it. I could make the soldiers start killing each other.
Well, that's a thing.
Can you do multiple of those? Can you do the rift and the soldiers thing?
Yes, I can.
All right, which one are we going to do first? I think we should probably start the fire.
Yeah,
I
burn the house down. Well, we didn't start the fire.
Oh my god. Matt, how far away is the manor from the entrance of the prison?
400-ish yards.
So like a 5-minute jog?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's super easy. Yeah. We could all go together and start fires on different parts of the mansion and then come back and do the other distraction.
Okay.
This is a lot of planning. Let's just go. Vanilla skips off to go start fires. Do you guys have
ways of starting fires on a mostly stone building?
Let's just go and figure it out.
I'm sure that we can figure it out.
All right, you guys start heading off in that direction. Let's go back to the other team. Where are you guys headed?
To the Two Suns Rift.
Okay, you head over to the doorway, looking into the courtyard. And in the courtyard, from this vantage point of the window, you can see two very, very large buildings on the inside of this courtyard. They both seem to be plowing smoke out of them, but it's not like like greasy, oily smoke. It more looks like a like kitchen fire kind of stuff. And Chase points to both of them, and on the first one that he points to, that is the kitchen there, and the other one is the bakery. So, and you can all see in the dead center of these two buildings is the Two Suns Rift, and it looks about 20 feet-ish tall, but and there's also a platform that goes up to the center of this Two Suns. It's not a platform, it's a ramp, rather, that goes up to this Two Suns Rift. And you can see a few carts and smattering of gear all around, but you don't see any guards. You don't see the Lord. You don't see the top hat guy or elven lady or personal guard. You don't see anyone except for possibly a few people bustling around the two giant buildings, which is the kitchen and bakery, but they just seem to be normal prison attendees and workers.
Chase, I have a question for you. What happens if someone gets injured working in the Two Suns Rift?
Well, that depends, I suppose. If you can't work, then you don't really get any food. So, yep.
So if someone gets injured working in the rift, are they just left there, or is there an infirmary or some sort of place where they're treated?
There is an infirmary for guards, but not a very good one for the prisoners. They tend to not waste those resources and supplies.
Chase, do you think we could get Zethy out if we made it look like she was injured and we were bringing her out to make room for other inmates in the fields? Do you think that would make sense? Do you think that would draw attention if we brought her out of the rift and tried to explain that she hurt herself or that she couldn't work anymore? Is that...
Possibly, or, you know, we could even pretend to beat her up. I mean, there are several of the guards who do that to any of the inmates, so...
That's a very good idea. Peleus?
Yes?
Do you think you could talk us back through any, I don't know, inquisitory guards? If they ask questions, just tell them I'm hard-ass, and I just beat up this prisoner, and I need to be, I don't know, locked in a back room or something, but we need to treat her wounds, get her out. That might help us get Zethy out and try to find some way out of the jail. You understand what I'm saying? If I try to be the bad guy, you get people to believe you that we're bringing her out. Do you hear anything I'm saying? Peleus,
and I'm standing behind him, like, crouching, like, shh. He doesn't see me. He has no idea. Yeah, no, of course I hear you. You want me to convince a bunch of guards who I shouldn't be talking to because I'm a new guard that the other new guards lost his stuff, beat up a prisoner, and now we have to take care of the prisoner even though we're running low on supplies.
Maybe not exactly as you phrased it, but yeah, That is what I'm thinking of as far as a plan. If we can get Zethia out of the rift and somehow that to happen at the same time as this distraction, we might be able to slip over the wall or get out through the rift or something.
We could give that a shot, I suppose. Or I could just make her look like she's dead, if you'd like.
Wait,
we do have some illusionary powers.
Magic.
There's a sparkles in his hand. And he throws them in the air.
I'm doing jazz hands here.
Magic.
Nortrude even does a tiny little jazz hand. So does B.
Oh, yay. Magic friends. And Taylor.
I guess we could use magic. Sorry. Don't have access to such depths of imagination.
That would probably be the best option, so...
Fine. All right, then. Well, do I see any barrels?
Yes, there's several carts right by the Tucson's Rift, and you see a few of them have barrels in them, but you don't know if they're empty or not.
That's fine. We know there's a barrel nearby.
Do you guys walk through?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh.
On your way, you see a few carts with barrels. Taylor is eyeing them, and you see there are several that are empty and some that seem to be filled with some sort of grain.
Fascinating, I say out loud.
Make note.
Chase leads you over to the Tucson's Rift, and he turns and faces you all. I hope you're all ready. And he turns and walks into the rift. Who goes next?
Taylor will follow next.
Taylor follows.
I'll go.
The Nortrude.
If I have to go in, then I guess I'll go
in.
And
then begrudgingly, Peleus.
Very, very begrudgingly, let the record state.
I have a question. Has Nortrude or Peleus ever been inside of a Tucson's Rift?
I've never been in any rift.
Good to know.
Yes, I have been inside the other one.
Okay. And Peleus, you've never been inside of a rift, period? Or is,
correct.
Is that?
Okay. I kind of find them terrifying, to be honest.
Cool. All right, so Taylor, being a seasoned veteran, walks straight through. The familiar sensation of being almost like sucked into the rift right before you get to it. And then right as you span through the prismatic field that is the rift, Taylor, you feel the very familiar sun beating down on you already. And the vibrant colors of all the grass and crops and plants and everything else that is growing around Nortrude. The sun is harsh. When you had been in the other Tucson's Rift before, you were given goggles and a few other things. You don't have them this time. Peleus, since this is your first experience through a rift.
Says who?
It's almost gut-wrenching, the feeling of being sucked and then pulled and then pushed all the way through the other side of the rift, and then all of a sudden you're super disoriented and blinded by our sun's multiple
it's blinded
that
by
is
light.
Coming right. Yeah, above you, and the smells of what's in here is also blasting you. It's just extreme farm smells, and yeah.
What's an extreme farm?
Yeah, I mean, and just, you know.
Super grain.
They're
mega cows.
Farm I don't know. Smells.
Yeah. Just, I mean, it's just like normal farm smells. Cow feces,
you're telling me. Oh, okay.
With like grain and, you know.
Cow shit?
Not a little bit, but not overwhelming.
It smells like my high school.
Wait, could they have livestock there? Wouldn't the ghosts like eat them at night?
You don't see any livestock as you're looking around. You see Chase, and after looking and seeing that you all made it through, he turns and begins to start walking.
Taylor's going to grab Peleus kind of by the arm and the shoulder and kind of help guide him through if he's a little dazed, and follow Chase towards whatever direction he's going.
I hate this. Taylor, this is the worst.
We'll try to keep it short. Try to squint a bit. It'll be all right.
Okay. Fair enough.
Let's go back to the other group. You guys have made your way over to the Lord's Manor.
I cast Mage Armor on my way there, by the way.
Okay.
This is going to be real satisfying.
Satisfied about what?
Well, it just seems that, you know, bad things have a way of happening to bad people. And I like making sure that that happens to them.
Yes, let's go start a fire. I was thinking I could make it look like there's a fire inside, and then we could, like, yell for everyone to come out, and then we could start a real one.
Well...
And then you could set off your fireworks.
In a building like this, the fire should go pretty slowly. I mean, it's mostly stone on the outside, so I think we could possibly light the roof on fire, and no one in the inside would necessarily get trapped, because it's not going to go super fast.
Oh, you're concerned. Okay, I get it. I was thinking we could just, like, when everyone runs out, we could just go inside and light stuff on fire. Right? Don't people run away from fires usually?
Until somebody shows up to put out the fire.
Well, I don't know. What do you think, Marianne?
I think if we want to minimize the potential for innocent life, and probably starting from the top down is the way to go. Or I like maybe starting from the top down and doing something inside. Let's make our way in first, and then we can kind of decide.
Okay. Are we at the mansion? What do we see? Are there, like, people milling about? Or are they all inside?
They're all inside. There's no one outside.
Let's go in the front.
Okay. That's fine with me.
But what? Okay.
Or Amesley, you could sneak around the back and, like, make your way upstairs and start a fire up there, and then me and Marin can, like, distract people.
Yeah. Maybe I can, like, somehow climb up to the roof and start a fire. I mean, I have a lot of fire-starting things, so...
I like this idea.
I nod vigorously at her.
Okay. Just be careful.
Okay. All right. Do you want a head start? We'll count to, like, five, and then we'll go knock on the door.
Oh, you're going to have to give me more than 5 seconds.
10,
but
9.
She starts briskly walking around the side of the Lord's Manor, and you guys see her searching the wall and somewhere to get higher up. And then she disappears,
like a rogue that she is.
Cool. A roguey rogue. Okay, wanna go knock on the door, Mary?
Absolutely.
Okay. We walk up the stairs. Is it like stairs and then a big old door?
Yeah, they're just like those very wide and long. What are those called?
Like a mansion stair?
Yeah, mansion.
With, like...
entrance
with lions, like, on this little plinth.
Yeah.
I have a question. What kind of door is this?
Oh yeah.
It looks like it's a giant solid wooden double door. It's one of those arch doorways split down the center, and it has bands of some sort of steel or brass or something that's on the outside, that it's just like super heavy reinforced heavy wooden door.
All right.
And you see a little knocker.
Does it look metallic?
Yes.
I'm going to punch the door.
Punch?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, okay, yeah. I wouldn't touch the knocker either. That's what I'm like, my expression's showing.
Okay. This is the new thing that, okay, I understand. Let's do, I'm not going to have you do an attack roll. I'm going to have you do like a strength check to see versus the door, and I will give you a little bit of bonus because of that stuff. But yeah, go ahead and give me a strength check and add 3 to it.
Thing went. So plus my strength modifier, plus 3. All right, that's 19.
Wow. The door did a saving throw of 18. So it's a very strong door, and your punch is the loudest knocking noise that can happen, but I will say that you seem to have broken it a little bit. It doesn't seem like it has swung off its hinges or anything like that. You just have dented the door in between where the two doors meet, and it seems like there's now a little bit of airflow going inside.
Oh my gosh.
Good, I'm not done. We're going to keep at it till somebody comes.
I look over at Marion and say, oh, are we going for menacing here? Is that the vibe?
I think so.
Okay, I cast, when he's about to punch it again, I cast Silent Image of a 15-foot-tall, like, monstrosity behind us. It looks like a lumpy ogre, but there's like mushrooms sprouting out of it. It's like eyeballs and like kneecaps and stuff.
And how tall is this?
It's 15 feet tall.
15 feet tall. And is it looking like muscular?
Yeah, yeah. Does it have any weapons? It's like pretty fatty.
Oh, okay. That's good. Because what I'll do is I'll cast Thaumaturgy on myself and I'll start roaring.
Okay.
We're going to get beat up, you know, this bit.
Give me another strength check as you're yelling and bashing the door.
That's a one.
So, oh. Okay. Oh, no.
Your hand hurts after this second one. Almost maybe you cracked a few knuckles or a little bit more. But after this happens and you're roaring, the door immediately, one of the doors, the one that you've been punching, swings open. And you see three guards, all with bayonet rifles pointed at the now three of you. And they're looking confused and horrified. And I'm going to let Marion act first.
Cool. I'm going to rip one of the guns out of one of the guy's hands.
Okay. We're going to do your strength contest.
That is going to be an 18.
He holds on to the gun. The scar doesn't seem to be too wimpy. And you have a rifle kind of pointed at your face. Fanula, act now.
I run up there.
Why would I? Okay.
Sorry, no, like you're grabbing the gun, right? And he's holding on to it?
Just probably not at his face. Maybe over his shoulder.
I don't know. We'll see what happens about that. Fanula.
Fanula runs up and she says, "Help! Help! There's this horrible creature. Can we please come in? It's going to kill us all."
Deception check. Fanula. Okay.
It's not the greatest, but I have plus 8, so 21.
Okay. I'm going to say the guards aren't very insightful. So with your 21, they're going to have to crit. But they do get three rolls. So.
Oh, because each one. I was like, they get triple advantage. Why?
Triple advantage.
Nope. They seem to be believing you. Instead of pointing the rifles at you, it seems like they're pointing the rifles behind you. And they are going to go. Marion, are you still holding on to the gun?
I'll let it go.
Okay, you let it go.
Do I get to do anything else, or was that my whole action?
It was just a sort of instantaneous, reactions. All three of them, the one who you grabbed his gun is eyeing you, Marion. But all three of them fire right past you into the illusion. And Marion, I'm going to give you a saving throw because three rifles are going off right next to your ear. So just roll. Yeah, let's Constitution saving throw.
15.
Great. That was the DC. Tied. You beat. So your ears are ringing a bit, but you're not deaf for now. But let's see if any of them is smart enough to realize that it's now an illusion because they fired into it.
Am I allowed to make it do anything on my turn?
Sure.
Is it Garrett's turn and then my turn, though?
I'm going to have them do this first.
Okay.
And then maybe you can rectify whatever happens. They're not very intelligent, so I'm giving them minuses. And they have to beat your DC.
Yeah. 16.
16. Okay. I'm giving them minus 2. Fail, fail, fail. They rolled a 4, 2, and 9. Okay, so they still believe it's real. Marion.
Yes.
So all three guards are in the doorway, but you can easily go in between them. They seem to be extremely worried about the giant monster that's behind you. Your fist also still hurts a lot. But
I'm going to attempt something fun.
Proceed.
I'm going to go inside, and I'm going to attempt to slam the doors behind them and lock them outside.
Would you like to wait for Fanula?
If I see him, look at me and, like, go for it,
I'm going to do this.
You want to delay your turn?
Point my thumb inside and then make a door-slamming motion.
All right. What I'll have you do is I'll have you dash inside behind them, and then I'll have you delay the rest of your turn for what Fanula does. And you can make your motion behind the guards so they don't see you. Fanula, your turn.
Okay. I'm going to dart in between them, like after Marion.
Okay.
And then I'm going to make the fungal ogre like roar.
It's a silent image.
look like it's in pain. Look like it's in pain a little bit, and then like flick at like where it got hit, maybe ish. Hit.
Okay.
And then flip them off.
Flip them off?
Yeah.
Okay. But it does this soundlessly.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Sure. Cool.
And then I like dart in after.
Is that
Marion?
Is that a
and help him close
that's
the doors.
A bonus. That's a bonus action to make it do things, right? Or is it another action?
It's probably an action. You can use your action.
Okay. Yeah. So that's your action. Okay. I will allow you. I'll give Marion advantage if you're going to help him basically help push all three of them out with the door or whatever. So you can use your bonus action to help push the door.
Okay.
Okay. Marion.
Is this going to be a strength check?
Yes. Strength check.
Cool.
I'm going to give you advantage. And they're unknowingly cut off guard. So I'm basically just making them have dexterity saving throws to either be inside or outside.
I'm also going to cast guidance on myself. That is going to be a 24.
So two of them get pushed outside, while the third one...
Not critted.
The last one, who's like closest to the middle of the two doors, gets clipped on the shoulder, but he steps inside as the door is pushed and the two other guards are thrown forward, and you two are standing with one of the guards. And so that was Fanula's turn and Marion's turn. It's now the rest of their turns. So you guys turn around and see the entire entrance hall. You see a few servants. They seem to be totally frightened and seem to be running away from the front doors. And you see two guards that were at the stairwell that leads further up into the mansion, and they are headed in your direction. One of them has a rifle, the other one has a sword, and the guard who is next to you is looking at you puzzled. He doesn't look like he's threatening you just yet, but he is definitely puzzled by your actions. And I'm going to give you guys, we're going to go out of combat right here because I don't assume that you guys are attacking them. So the guard turns to you and says, "What was that for? Why did you throw them out there?
What, you think I wanted to be outside with that thing?"
"Yeah, I think we're safer in here, don't you think? Those guys, they have weapons, they can defend themselves."
You guys see a drop bar for the door that hasn't been engaged yet.
Whip!
Whip! Marion starts to engage the drop bar, and the guard begrudgingly helps you engage it. But he's also listening through the other side of the door, and you guys don't hear anything. Except for a few more gunshots.
Can I cough into my sleeve and cast prestidigitation and make I can make a noise with this,
right? Yes,
if I can make faint musical notes, I can make like a grunting noise, right?
Sure. But it's not like thaumaturgy.
I know, it's not like a loud roar or something, but just like some shuffly grunty noises from outside.
Sure, okay. Marion, are you gonna do anything else?
I'm gonna grab his hand and start shaking it and say, "Thank you for saving us. Oh, thank you for saving us."
"Yeah, you're a hero."
"Well, we still need to figure out what we're going to do.
Let's retreat further into the house.
Maybe you should send your other guards out to go deal with it."
"What's your name?"
"The name's Jamie. Let's get back and maybe, here, help me move that dresser over there and we'll put it in front of the doors here." Fanula, are you doing anything?
I'm going to go walk around the house.
Like, just...
Go peek through the doorways and see what's going on.
Yeah, from here, the guards run past you towards the door, and they actually help Marion and the other guard move the giant dresser and pile up a few other things by the front doors. And you guys hear a few more gunshots, but then you hear a few muffled shouts. Marion, you hear this once you get the giant dresser back in place in the door. You hear a few muffled shouts and like bangs on the door. And Fanula, you poke your head through a few different doors and you see terrified servants that are huddling around like a kitchen. There is the stairs that go up to more rooms. There is another doorway that seems to go to a hallway that goes further into the mansion.
I'll run up to the servants. "You guys might want to leave. There's this monster outside that I'm pretty sure your boss, Lord Grenar, is dealing with some shady people, and they're sending like monsters to come attack you guys. You might want to quit this job. Oh, it sucks.
All right.
Do you have a way of getting out of here, out of the back?
There's another exit through here in the kitchens that goes to the back of the house.
Yeah, run that way.
Should we start going that way?
Leave. Don't come back.
Okay. We'll gather the rest of the servants, I guess.
Yeah, run, run.
They scatter. Some seem to be running towards you to go up the stairs into other hallways, and others seem to be headed deeper into the kitchen.
I wander around the kitchen and see what kind of food's in there.
Pretty much anything that you can think of.
I like grab some food and shove it in my bag.
Cool. It seems like this lord has all the anything vegetables, that he wants
all
on
the vegetables
call.
I shove.
There is quite a lot of vegetables here.
I'm so rich!
Not carrots, though. There's no carrots.
Oh.
It's all rutabagas.
Why try to thieve his like money and stuff when you can take vegetables?
Well, Richmond is an exclusively rhubarb-based economy.
Ooh, there's rhubarb.
Unlike Revelheim.
Hello, Fatalist, and welcome to the intermission of episode 25. So how is this prison escape going for you? You want your own personal fungal ogre, don't you? Yeah, I know you do. Guess what? Jen has her own website up and running. So if you want some personal art, or if for some reason you live in Colorado area and want a nerdy, nature-y mural, you can design one with her and get whatever you like done, painted on your wall, chair, bookshelf, or whatever you like. Her website is jenhanart.com, which is JenHanart.com. Also, Jen, Jacob, and I will be going to Denver Pop Culture Con this year, which is the July 4th weekend. So if you're going and want to meet up and chat about anything nerdy, hit us up on our socials or email us, and we will see you there. All right, that's all I got. The next episode will be up Wednesday, March 4th. Now, back to our regularly scheduled program. While that's all going on, let's go on over to the other team. You're all inside the Two Suns Rift and are headed towards what seems to be a bunch of cultivating fields. There is hundreds of thousands of people milling about. Lots of them pass you. All of them that you pass do not look you in the eyes, seem to be focused on their work, whether it's plowing a field or planting stuff or trimming weeds or picking vegetables out of the ground. No one pays attention to you, and they all seem to be maybe working a little bit more hurriedly whenever you walk by them. And every 50 to 100 feet or so, or a little bit farther, you see another guard. A few of them have like whips on them. Others have the bayoneted rifles. Others just have swords and the like, or clubs, and they're all just milling about. Some are relaxing in chairs. Others are seem to be chatting with each other. You see one or two of them flick their whip at a few of the workers, and you guys are just sort of bypassing this all. Quite a few of the guards look up at you all as you're walking by, and they give a nod to Chase. As you remember, he normally works in the Two Suns Rift, and if anyone stops him, he just explains that he's showing you guys the ropes, these newbies, and you continue forward unless any of you do anything special.
I want to observe what types of crops, or just sort of what the state of the crops are nearby. Is it like new fields that are being sown, or is it like vegetation that is growing? Like, is there, I guess, are the fields currently growing well, and like, is there any sort of like ground cover?
Is it winter time or springtime, basically?
Or have they recently harvested and are planting, or are they getting ready to harvest?
So as you're looking around, you can see fields in all different stages. Okay. You can see some that seem to be recently harvested, ones that are recently plowed, ones that were recently planted, some that are continually growing, some seem like they need to be harvested very quickly, in all stages.
So it's a mixture.
It seems like there isn't a very specific time for harvest here. It seems like they're doing some sort of crop rotation.
Okay.
I have a question for you out of the game, in a sense. Did you say there were hundreds of thousands of people here?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah,
that's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, the prison is not that big, is my understanding.
The prison is pretty big.
Hundreds of thousands? Like 200,000 people is like the size of a large town.
Okay, so it's not hundreds of thousands. Sorry.
Like hundreds.
It is, no, it is thousands. It is couple thousands of people.
So
that
the prison
see.
Is bigger than the town. The prison,
oh, yeah.
The population
oh,
of the prison
totally,
is bigger than the population
totally,
of the town by
totally.
Many times.
When you guys were walking through the prison, each cell held at minimum four people, sometimes six, because they all had bunk beds. And in the hallway from like one side to the other, you passed 100+ cells on one side, and then they have another side. And then there's three layers to this. So they figured out how to jam-pack people into this prison. And it seems like the majority of them are here working inside the Two Suns Rift.
Okay. That's all I needed to know.
Cool.
Yeah, there's no other special actions I really want to take. I'm just kind of walking along with the group.
Eventually, you guys see a familiar face as Chase heads towards Alyssa, and she is it. Remember, Chase is sort of a large lizard man, and Alyssa is a tabaxi, and she's got mottled orange hair, and she looks puzzled for a second seeing Chase and the three of you, but then she quickly regains her composure and waits where she is until the four of you reach her. And she's looking at Chase, and they both nod. And it seems like she immediately knows what's going on. And she nods in a specific direction. And you can see about 150 feet away from you, you see several different workers. But one in particular sort of stands out. There's a halfling woman on her knees who seems to be picking at some rutabagas, and she has a mohawk, and the rest of her head is shaved. She has very tanned and leathery skin, and she has these dark goggles that are strapped around her head, and she's got this long sort of working jumpsuit that covers her arms and legs. And she's just busily working away. But the mohawk definitely makes her stand out. And quietly, Chase leans into the three of you.
Zephy is right over there. So maybe we should get on with it.
It sounds like a plan to me.
So we need to find some sort of reason why she would be injured, I would see. I don't just want to go beat up just a random person.
Heat exhaustion.
Does Zethy know who you are, Chase? What? I mean, we don't have like a password.
No, she does not know who we are.
Let's go. And Taylor lifts up his gloved hands and, with air quotes, interrogate this prisoner.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, so go talk to Zethy.
So, Taylor, Peleus, I sound like you're following, and Nortrude, you're also headed with them as well?
Yes.
Chase and Alyssa seem to hang back a little bit, but they seem to be keeping watch for the other guards and let you do what you need to do. But as you're walking up to Zethy, she hears the crunch of boots in the dirt behind her. She quickly looks back and seemingly makes eye contact with you, Taylor, and then puts her head back down to her work.
I'm going to get up kind of close to her, like maybe 2-3 feet away, clear my throat. Are you Zethy?
Yeah, and what of it?
I've been looking for you.
Oh, is that so?
And she continues to work. She's not facing you unless you go right up to her face.
Can I cast a message and whisper to her?
Sure.
Great. I'm going to do that.
What do you say?
Hello, Zethy. My name is Nortrude, and here we have Taylor and Peleus and Chase. And we are going to break you out of prison. So I need you to remain, just act natural, continue weeding, and we're going to figure out what we're going to do. Just wanted to introduce ourselves and let you know what the vague plan is.
And since I have no idea what's going on right now between Nortrude and Zethy, I'm just going to be like, Ulrith sends his regards.
Before, Taylor, you even say that, you see Zethy freeze what she's doing, and then you say, Ulrith sends his regards, and then you see Nortrude, especially you, because you're keying into this, you see her nod her head slightly and then continue to keep working. And then she whispers very softly, where I think only Taylor is close enough to hear this. It's also a reply to the message, but she's not meaning it to be. So Nortrude, you also hear this in your head.
So what's the plan then?
We need to stage an injury and use that as cover to pull you out of the field and get you back through the rift.
I'm assuming, because Taylor is a smuggler of sorts, that you're whispering this.
Oh,
and
yeah.
This no, the on the deal.
The okay. Appearance that Taylor's giving is like he's gonna kind of like get down and more in her face and like be whispering okay. This and sort of like posturing like he's intimidating her.
Okay. So you said she needs to appear to have an accident and
yep.
die or just be injured?
I mean, be incapacitated is what...
Yeah, and weren't we going to do, like, some illusionary stuff? But they might notice that it's an illusion. Yeah.
If she's incapacitated, we can tell them that she's either dead or severely injured.
Okay.
So, yeah. If there's an accident and she's unconscious, we're then going to get her out.
Taylor, you only hear this now because the message spell has finished. Then kick me. And you can see the side of her mouth quirks up into a smile.
You got it.
He punts her across the field.
Order up.
I'm going to posture and like a sort of visual frustration, like hands on my hips, turn around as if I've just been insulted. And as I'm turning on my heel, I'm going to take that momentum and deliver a kick right into Zethy's side.
Okay.
Intending to deal subdual damage.
Dual damage?
Subdual.
Subdual.
Like damaging to knockout, not to kill.
Right. I'm not going to make you roll a hit. Just sort of explain to me how bad of a kick you want it to be, I guess.
Doesn't he still have to roll damage, though, to see how well?
It's okay. I mean, he's doing this in a controlled manner, and she knows what's coming, so...
You can't, like, make yourself pass out, though.
She could fake it, though.
Oh, yeah. I see.
And if, you know, I'm kicking and she's leaning into it or, like, turning away from it, it could... look like quite a kick. Like
you could knock the wind out of her.
Yeah, that's my intention. It's a firm kick to knock the wind out, but to like knock her off her feet, essentially.
Okay.
If she's kneeling, I want to knock her into the dirt.
Yeah. So she falls over into the dirt and is clutching her side and wheezing, and you can see several of the other workers around look up frantically and move back a bit. And you see a few guards in the distance, including Chase and Alyssa, look over in your direction. And then you see, I'm going to say, Peleus, you really notice this. The rest of the guards, they just look away.
I'm going to start like unbuckling my whip from my hip and just be like, if you open your mouth one more time, I'm going to do more than just kick you. And I'm just going to continue to make like I'm menacing this poor halfling.
Okay. Yeah, and you do like a few whip cracks, and I totally forgot that you're perfect guard with a whip now, and everyone and the few other guards around you have whips.
Mm-hmm.
And she seems to be cowering there. You do a few more kicks, and you two make it look like you do a blow to her head, and she seems to pass out as you're still yelling at her. Peleus or Nortrud, are you guys doing anything?
I am going to walk on over now. Well, I'm going to run-ish, somewhere in between running and walking.
Yep.
Jogging, I guess they call it. So I'm going to run over to them, and I want to lead in to her on the ground, kind of like motioning Taylor to stop the beatdown a little bit, you know, take a break. This is valuable property that you're destroying here. Anyway, and lean in and tell her as quietly as I possibly can, I need you to trust me. This is going to be the most uncomfortable experience you're ever going to have in your life, though. Blink if you understand.
It's your best pickup line yet.
She blinks once.
Okay. And then I cast Feign Death on her.
Cool. Can you read the spell Feign Death for us?
Sure, absolutely. So it's a necromancy spell. Ooh, yay, fun for me. It's going to last an hour. It only takes one action to cast, but I touch a willing creature and put it into a cataleptic state that is indistinguishable from death. For the spell's duration, which is, like as I said, 1 hour, or until I use an action to touch the target and dismiss the spell, the target appears dead to all outward inspection and to spells used to determine the target's status. The target is blinded and incapacitated, and its speed drops to zero. The target has resistance to all damage except psychic. If the target is diseased or poisoned when I cast the spell or becomes diseased or poisoned while under the spell's effects, the disease and poison have no effect until the spell ends.
Hmm. And how long does it last?
1 hour.
1 hour until you choose potatoes. Otherwise?
Yeah, until I touch her to end the spell. Like, I purposefully
end
the spell by touching. I can touch her, but not necessarily end the spell.
And it just goes off because she's a willing creature?
Correct. She has to be a willing creature.
Cool. All right. You have what looks like a dead Zethy in front of you.
Mission accomplished, everybody. I don't even know what to do now. See you guys later. I'm going to strut off now and be like, I did my job.
Well, where's the barrel?
No. Code names. Thomas, grab this one. She's not looking too hot. What have you done to her? Pick her up. Let's get her out of here.
Go pick up Zethy, and we'll make our way back towards Chase and Alyssa. And
they are actually headed in your direction, looking a little bit worried. And they nod as you guys approach them, and you all head. You guys tell me where you go. They're no longer leading the show, so you guys say where.
Back out of the rift?
Yeah, we're going to make our way back.
Toward the rift, yeah.
Back towards the rift and make like we're going to go back to the jail.
Okay. On your way back, you guys pass by a few guards and they look at you and they look at the halfling over your shoulder, I'm assuming, is how you're carrying her.
By her ankle and his arm outstretched.
And you get sort of like mixed reactions between the guards. One, you get a disgusted look. Another one.
Quick thing. Did the sun covering she was wearing have some kind of hood?
No.
Okay.
It's just like a long sleeve shirt that she's wearing.
Gotcha.
And goggles, which the goggles are sort of askew on her face now.
Yeah, I'll just be walking kind of with her over my shoulder, but her head's behind me.
Okay. You still get a few guards that are like intrigued on the situation. And you even get one that like goes up to you, Taylor, and is like seeming to like check her out to see if she is dead or not. But you guys continue to walk, and all of the inmates that you pass scatter out of your way and seemingly know what's going on and continue working as you pass them. And eventually you guys get to the Two Suns Rift. And there are a few guards that are standing around the rift, and they're all looking at you, and one of them puts a hand out to you, Taylor, and stops you. What's going on with that one there?
I've never been so insulted by a prisoner in my life, and I couldn't quite control myself today. I don't know what came over me.
look towards Peleus, sort of shrug. I've never expected I would kill someone or that they would die, but there was an accident, let's say. There was an accident. Just going to try to brush it off and be like, yeah. She died. Try to deceive him.
Yep. Give me a deception check. I'm going to say that's at disadvantage with the way that you put that forward.
Aw.
It's guard and... humor. And...
Nah. Yeah. Okay. Disadvantage.
I assume the way that Taylor... I know he is also a smuggler, but he doesn't do things like this.
Don't worry. Both dice rolled pretty bad. I got a 10.
Okay. You see the guard in front of you, and it seems as though he is... totally not convinced with what you're saying. Hand her over. I'll check this out. Prisoners are not supposed to leave the rift during daytime. If one died, you leave it in the field. Hand it over.
Why leave it in the field? I mean, there's something we can do. I mean, I'm not a healer, but I assume maybe there's something that could be done to maybe remedy this. Oh, shit.
What are you feeling... bad for your... You did this, man.
Dude.
I don't agree
with leaving...
What is
the first day of your job?
Yes.
Just leave them in the field. If they want to take care of them on their own time, at nighttime, they're all willing. We leave stuff for the race.
You would leave a dead body where people are growing food?
Oh, it's not there in the morning. And you know that.
It's the principal.
Letty.
I'm going to audibly growl at him in my best bestial anger. Like, I want to destroy him with my fist.
Cool. Intimidation check?
Yeah, I'm not going to give him the body. That's a 19.
Let's see. Okay. You can see this guard who... is really unfazed by you trying to leave with a dead prisoner. And he seems a little bit intimidated now that you're trying to face him down. You do see, however, a couple of the other guards that were standing around the rift now come over as well. And they seem to be getting his back. And they are essentially not... at this, they are barring your way from exiting. And then one of the two guards leans over and gets a better look over at the halfling around your shoulder.
Hey, isn't that the one who's always causing trouble? She, like, got thrown in here for, I don't know, dealing with the random underground crap that was happening in Revelhine.
And you see the other guard, the other one who walked up, look at his friend and then look at Zethy and then slowly start nodding his head.
So what, you killed her and now you want to just take her out of here? I don't understand what's going on, mate.
I want to interject here.
Yeah, go ahead.
And talk to whichever guard is leading the charge, I suppose.
My savior. You
need someone way more charming than you, Taylor.
gentlemen, listen. Yes, you're right. This is obviously Zethy. She has worked with the underground to the best of our knowledge. But we were sent here from the capital specifically for her, and we were supposed to try and make it not as obvious, but you guys are now interfering in our business. We are to take her, dead or alive, preferably dead in this instance, back to the capital to make a scene in the city to establish that the underground is nothing, and if there's any resistance whatsoever to our rule, that we will stomp it out. Are you going to stand in our way?
Cool. Okay, you can see the guard who spoke, who came up, not the first guard who stopped you. He is looking at all three of you, and then looking behind you at Chase and Alyssa, who are slowly catching up to you, and you can almost see, like, the gears turning in his head, and... he says,
the three of you are new here, and I haven't even seen you in the Two Suns Rift before, and you just come in here, immediately
kill somebody and then walk out. That's not how we do things here. And you could see him and his other buddy who walked up. One of them's drawing a sword. The other one seems to be pulling his gun. And then from behind you, you hear a loud roar as Chase tackles the guard who trying to pull the rifle on you.